Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Psalm 31, verse 16. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. So the word shine in this verse is what struck me this week. Probably because during the late winter and early spring in Minnesota, sunlight seems to be at a premium. We get these gray, dreary days over and over and over again. And since nothing around here is green yet, it makes those cloudy days feel even more gray and dark. And then when the sun has a day where it finally peeks through, it feels like pure joy. After a string of cloudy days, that day of sunlight feels like such a gift. There are so many places in Scripture where there's imagery for light and dark, where a lack of light is equated with difficulty or even evil, and light, sunlight or otherwise, is equated with God. Remember in Genesis, it says God separated the light from the darkness. In John's gospel, it says the light came into the darkness and the darkness could not overcome it. Now, I am in some sunlight this week, somewhere not in Minnesota, and this verse spoke to me. When I see the word shine, I think of the sun and how it's so bright. You have to close your eyes against it, and what sunlight does to your soul, to your heart, to the earth, which is just so healing and lovely and powerful and good for you. It's life-giving. This verse from Psalm 31 says it all. And though it isn't as obvious with its light and sunshine metaphor as other verses in Scripture, it is what sunshine is for a Minnesotan in winter. Let your face shine upon your servant. It is a request of God to let God's face look at us, right? And this idea that God's face is radiant makes me think of the sun, that God's face is like sunlight. And if God's face is shining on us, that means God is looking at us, not somewhere else, but at us with that loving look on God's face, like a parent looks on their newborn baby, sort of awe and overwhelming love. Or let's be real, how we all look at puppies, or how I look at ice cream. That look of love. But in this verse, God looks at us with such love that we feel it like sunshine on a clear day, where it warms you and it heals you. See, I think we often talk about God's presence as being the breath or God being with us in these moments, but God's love, I think, is like sunshine. And just like the earth needs sunlight to live, so do we need God's love to save us and warm us. There's a lot of darkness in the world right now. It is pretty easy to get stuck in it. There's fighting, there's anger, there's sickness, there's sorrow. And all of these things can lead us into hopelessness and make us look around like the world is sort of missing color and light. So we join the psalmist in this prayer that God may look at us, that God hears our cries for love and light and turns her face towards us so that we might be saved, healed, and brought back to life. I hope you may find some light today. If the sun is shining where you are, or if it's not, do this the next time the sun is shining. It will. But go outside, close your eyes, and turn your face to the one who has already turned towards you. Olive started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.